Burdensome, obsolete, and sometimes inexplicable state regulations have long been a source of complaint in Connecticut's business community. One of the biggest problems is the state doesn't remove old, outdated regulations before applying new ones, so there's an accumulation of rules that companies must comply with. Here's Bonnie Stewart of the Connecticut Business and Industry Association.
The costs associated with compliance is significant in Connecticut.
Now, Governor Malloy has signed an executive order which invites public comment on any state regulation that's more than 4 years old. The aim is to identify regulations that are duplicative or ineffective. The order also lays out a new framework for agencies when they're formulating regulations going forward. They must take account of the economic impact of any new regulation, they must formulate it in the least burdensome way possible, and they must make sure it's written in plain English. Stewart says CBIA members will applaud the move.
It's something that companies do on a regular basis. We're constantly reviewing our own rules and procedures, et cetera, to make sure that they are as efficient and effective as possible. And I think it's a great thing that the governor is asking the state to do the same.
Governor Daniel Malloy says his aim is to make Connecticut more user-friendly for all citizens, and especially small businesses. He's being urged by business groups to follow up this consultation with concrete action to streamline regulation. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.